Judiciary for Senate.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield. And I want to go into the next phase then, like you were saying, about General MacArthur.
So General MacArthur, we were overwhelmed. The North Koreans invaded South Korea, and we were shocked. We weren't ready. We didn't have enough men there. They immediately took Seoul, the capital of South Korea, moved south, pinned us in one of the cities in the north. The southeast corner. MacArthur has a brilliant move. He swings around the peninsula to the west side, has a beach landing. We have a pincer move on the North Koreans. We retake Seoul. We drive the South Koreans out of North Korea. And he says, now this is, we want Korea to be a free country. And Truman went along with that initially. Okay, all right, we're in a war. He busts through North Korea, gets up to the border of Korea and China, and says, "Okay, here, you know, we got it." Now Truman had asked him, "What are the odds of the Chinese getting involved?" And MacArthur, according to David McCullough and the biography that he wrote about Truman. Truman said, no, don't worry about it. They're not going to get involved. But they did. They came in with hundreds of thousands of men. And they threw us back to the 38th parallel. We were lucky to survive. And MacArthur was making statements to the press that were undermining the president's authority. And President Truman, I believe this to be true, was a big believer in civilian control of the military. And it is true that MacArthur had become insubordinate, and he was doing things directly against orders and saying things. Eventually, they had to figure out how to fire him. By the way, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, including Eisenhower, knew we got to get rid of him. Omar Bradley, we got to get rid of him. He is too much of a loose cannon. So they fire MacArthur, which was an incredibly unpopular political thing for Truman to do back in America. MacArthur, remember, he was one of the big heroes of World War II. He had been, for the last 5 years, he had been the military governor of Japan. Everybody loved MacArthur. And he'd won a great victory in the Korean War. Here he gets fired. He comes back to the United States and gets a ticker tape parade in New York City. Speaks to Congress, and everybody loves MacArthur, and there's talk of impeaching Truman because he's so they didn't have any reason to really impeach him, but just on stupidity, how could you fire this great general? And he comes and gives a very moving speech. You know, old soldiers don't die, they just fade away. I mean, that was his speech, and Truman just had to bite his lip. He didn't say anything because MacArthur was far more popular than Truman was at this time. But, you know, here's a point of history. Just know it. In war, just like in politics, in the military, jealousies run between people all the time. All the time. A lot of the other generals didn't like MacArthur either because they thought he was, he was watching out for himself. They didn't really like Patton either. He wasn't a team player, so they thought. And, and I've said this to you before. I'm reading this. I just finished this 1,000-page book about Truman. And the reason we talk about Truman, because this is what I've been into the last month, since I took me a month to read this.
Sure.
Maybe 3 weeks. It's what I'm thinking about. It reminds me of what Rush Limbaugh said. He says, I can only talk about what interests me. This interests me. But believe it, there's never been a time in American history where everything was hunky-dory, where everybody loved everybody. I mean, there might be that one brief period of time air of good feelings at the beginning of the Madison, the Monroe administration. But generally speaking, there's always jealousies and, you know, always that going on, even now, during the rubber.
One caveat to that, though. Donald Trump, during his presidency, where we weren't involved in any wars for the 4 years he was president, but even the agreement that he worked out, explain that agreement that Israel and I forget, was it Hamas or was it Arab states?
Yeah, I think it was Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia and what's the other country I'm trying to think of? The accord that he put together, that was, I felt at peace. I felt that we, for once, had finally had at least at 4 years of my life that we weren't at war, in a shooting war anywhere in the world under Donald Trump. Is that not an accurate statement?
I think so. I think so. We did a few military things.
Yeah, but
yes.
Yeah, like I know that while the Chinese President Yang was there at the dinner during dessert, and Donald Trump attacked, I forget even where it was at, but that was over and done with. It was one attack and was done, and it made a point. And I think I don't know. I looked at the whole time, and honestly, I thought the 4 years of Donald Trump was also peacetime.
Okay, yes. I guess I didn't make myself clear. I'm telling you, in military, in politics, in church,
yep,
in everywhere, in Republican primaries, you think that the Republicans in Lansing all like each other? Do you think that's true?
No.
No, it doesn't work that way. No. Now, when the election comes, we shut our mouths, support the Republican candidate.
Right.
That's what we do. That's how you win elections.
Yep.
When you split off and don't support the nominee, that's when you lose. Hey, let's go back to winning. But write it down. A lot of these people don't like each other. And there's just human jealousies. Just human jealousies. During the 1952 campaign, Truman said some things. And when he was supporting Adlai Stevenson, the Democrat running for president in 1952. He said some things that were kind of over the line. He said something to the effect, if you vote for Eisenhower, it's like voting for the fascist or something to that effect.
Right.
And that really upset Eisenhower. And Eisenhower did some things too. And he snubbed Truman. I mean, at the inauguration of Truman, of Eisenhower, the Trumans invite Eisenhower into their house to have that kind of traditional tea and come in and we'll show you around, show you the new house, the White House, and he declined, which is a snub. He didn't get over it very quickly. And you'd think by the end, Truman and Eisenhower did make up a little bit because they had to go to sit next to each other at funerals. But I'm telling you, that's the way it is in history. That's George Marshall, whom Truman greatly respected. And was did well the Marshall Plan and was smart and patriotic and loved his country, but he there was some divisions there between Marshall and MacArthur and Marshall and Eisenhower, and Marshall had promoted Eisenhower, and Truman didn't think that when Marshall died that Eisenhower gave him enough love and enough respect, and it upset Truman. And that's why you got a saying of Truman, if you want a friend in Washington, get a dog. Let me tell you something. Back in the day, you remember Tom Casperson? He was a good friend. He's a good friend. And he died three years ago of cancer. He's a Christian man. And I know, he was running for United States
Congress,
as was Jason Allen there. And they were fighting each other. Mm-hmm. That's the
and
way
Jack
it goes.
Bergman.
And Jack Bergman snuck up on the both of them and won it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened. But one time I was talking to Tom, and I says, frankly, was talking to him about Lee. And I says, I thought you guys are friends. And he says, we are friends. There's friendship, and then there's politics. It's a strange thing. You say, well, this so-and-so is my friend. I'm going to support him because he's my friend. That just doesn't happen that often. in politics. Now, you'd think it would happen more often, but generally it doesn't. I mean, people's always, everybody's watching their own back, their own six, their own future. Mm-hmm. It's a rare thing in politics that that really happens. It's a rare thing when it happens in the military. Politics, especially presidential politics, and people don't always make up later. They sometimes do, but they don't always make up. And just learn that about history, everybody. These people, they everybody out there in Washington has got their own egos. There's people that don't like, in the Republican Party, don't like President Trump because they think that President Trump threw them to the curb. And maybe he did. Threw them under the bus, whatever you want, however you want to call it.
Sure.
And that might be true. I don't know. But you know what? Here's the deal. You getting run over by the bus is not important as our country. And if President Trump said some not so nice things about your candidate that you supported in the primary, okay, I get it. I wish he wouldn't talk like that. I don't talk like that. I really do not. I don't like doing that. I don't like insulting people. But if President Trump did that to your man and he gets the Republican nomination, which is almost a certainty, you know what? We're 100% behind the man, the best viable option for the presidency, and that's Donald Trump. By far, the alternative to Donald Trump is the current occupant of the White House, and no, we don't need another 4 years of that. That's why you got to get behind people. You got to put your own personal bitterness aside and say, okay, we're all behind this guy. And that's how you win elections, everybody. That's how you win. And I've studied history, and when you can't do that, that's how you lose elections. Mm-hmm. And so there you go.
Very good. One last comment. I got a text message here. Said Truman basically had it at the end of his first elected term, did not want to run for a second, and that's why Stevenson got into the race as the Democrat, correct?
Correct. He hated it. He said it over and over. I hate this job. I mean, he said it. This is like...
Why did he run?
Why did he run? He felt a calling to run, and there's an ambition. And by the way, in 1952, he toyed briefly with the idea of running again, but he decided against it. But he professed over and over he did not like being president. But he ran again, and hard, and won in 48.
Final segment of our discussion. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell in Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield today. I want to just get your thoughts on President Eisenhower. I talked about it yesterday on the show, how he invented basically our highway system. We were in massive rebuild. All the boys came home. They got married. They bought their 2-3-bedroom bungalows on 40-foot wide lots. And, you know, got the VA financing on them. And we had the housing boom, the baby boom. You know, Vicky was born. I was born. We just basically took off as a country. Did you see Eisenhower as being a good follow-up president to Truman?
I would say yes. And now Truman, you know, let me just say this about Truman. Because this, I don't know, there's never been a president, with maybe the exception of Washington, that had more critical, or Lincoln, had more critical decisions to make. I mean, he came into the presidency only having spoken twice with the president in the last couple months. Mm-hmm. He took the responsibility, and I think did a good job. Yes, he did a good job. He made the decision in the war by using the atomic bomb. I think that was the right. I do. I think that was the right decision. He opposed communism, something called the Truman Doctrine. We're gonna oppose communism. We're not gonna let it expand. He helped form NATO. It was during his administration we had the Marshall Plan, which, yes, it cost us money, billions of dollars into Western Europe to prevent it from falling to communism. It worked. Western Europe never did turn communism. The decision to defend South Korea. Yes, we just couldn't let the communist North Koreans take South Korea, because they would have been emboldened. It would have been another Munich.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew quite this, that he thought a couple of times that we were headed to World War III. Nevertheless, we must stand strong. He made a lot of decisions. And by the way, the campaign of 1948, the whistle stop campaign, nobody expected Truman to win in 1948. I never knew of what he was considered a great underdog. All the polls, all the pundits, everybody said he is going to lose. He never lost heart. He campaigned very hard, went on train just continually, and always kept his chin up, and called Congress to do nothing Congress. And he was a good politician. And guess what? He won. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even that close, actually. He won. He was a good politician. And hey, everybody, don't just because somebody's a good politician doesn't mean they're a bad person. It just means, hey, that's the name of the game. You got to politic some. There is politics in politics. That's why we call it politics. we want somebody that can win. And he was pretty good at it. And so I come away from reading. And I'll probably never read another biography about Truman. There's so many other things I want to learn, but in depth. But, you know, a pretty decent guy. Pretty decent guy. Loved our country, and loved the presidency. And another thing he did, he maintained civilian control of the military. Yeah, he had to fire MacArthur. He had to fire him. And he kept the control of the atomic weaponry in the hand of the civilian power, the presidency. There were some men that were saying, no, it should be up to the if we get into a war, it should be up to the military, the generals, to decide whether or not we use the nuclear weapons. He says, no, this is a decision. It has to come from the commander-in-chief. I mean, he took the responsibility. That's why for a while in his office, he had a little plaque said, the buck stops here. He took responsibility.
Yeah.
And all in all, good. Now, by the way, he wanted to do universal health care back in the late 40s, early 50s. Now, I wouldn't have been in favor of that.
Right.
He didn't want that. That had to wait for Barack Obama for that. But nevertheless, all that said, still on all, I think, a good president. You read a biography like this and you're into somebody's life, you end up liking them. Just kind of, it's hard not to. So,
yeah.
Anyway, that's it with Harry S. Truman.
Yeah. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Sunday, what should people have their Bibles open to?
Well, I'm going to start in Genesis 1. And God said, let there be light. God said there is power in the Word of God. That's where I'm going Sunday.
Excellent, excellent. So the very first book, the very first chapter.
Right. But I'm going to expand on the whole notion. There's nothing more powerful on this earth than the Word of God. It's quick. It's alive. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, the Word of God. That's why we read it. That's why we preach it. That's why we spread the gospel. There's power in the message of the Word of God.
Amen. Amen. Greatly appreciate that. And for those of you who can't make it in person, you don't get to see Pastor Chatfield's face. You can listen to him on the radio 11 to noon on Sundays. We do this as a public service. For those of you who don't know, 97.7 FM, along with the two websites and the two apps, we interrupt all our programming. This show isn't repeating all weekend long on Sundays from 11 to noon. We break away. I produce the church services. I listen in, making sure the levels are good and everything is good for the entire hour. And it's done as a public service. So, again, if you can't make it to church, you can do it on the radio. You can do it on the two websites, yourdefendingfathers.com, wchy.us, TuneIn app, as well as the Simple Radio app. And just so you know, Pastor Chatfield, you had almost 50,000 people listening to you last Sunday.
People ask me that. How do you know that, Randy? I'm just curious. How do you
know there's trackers on our sites.
Wow.
Yep. So your hours.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Amen.
Your hours growing, sir.
All right. Thank you.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done?